Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gantner is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Ben Ogilvie batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Yount moves to third. Cooper moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. George Capozzello now pitching. Roy Howell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Howell takes first base on ball four. Don Money batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Money. Thomas fumbles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Jones goes all the way around to score. Trammell moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1 Brewers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie who is chasing the ball. Kemp reaches third base with a triple. Trammell scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy is hit by the pitch. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Mark Brouhard pinch runs for Ben Ogilvy. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard now playing left field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball four. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Kemp moves to second. Lance Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Kemp moves to third. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Joaquin Fuss hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money is called out on strikes. One out. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-1 in the game. Brouhard strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Rick Leach pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard now playing right field. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.